Title: A Cautionary Trade Secrets Tale. Failure to preserve potentially relevant evidence. Content: Here, we provide a cautionary tale of what can happen to a business that fails to preserve documents that are potentially relevant evidence to pending or threatened trade secrets litigation, and offer some takeaways for businesses that would like to avoid such dire straits. 1. The consequences for spoliation of potentially relevant evidence can range from monetary sanctions to the exclusion of evidence at trial, adverse jury instructions, and even terminating sanctions. 2. Spoliation claims are frequently made in trade secret cases. 3. WeRide Corporation v. Kuen Huang, No. 5:18-CV-07233-EJD, 2020-WL196-7209, ND Cal, April 24, 2020, is the latest example, and serves as a warning to potential litigants of how severe the consequences of spoliation can be. There, the court ordered the defendants' default be entered as a sanction for their spoliation of potential evidence both after and before the litigation was filed. The spoliation included not only affirmative destruction of evidence but also a failure to take proactive measures to preserve evidence. The default likely will have substantial economic consequences for defendants since they cannot defend against plaintiff WeRide's complaint, which seeks $249 million in punitive damages in addition to a permanent injunction requiring defendants to refrain from utilizing WeRide's confidential information. In addition to the default, the court ordered defendants to pay WeRide its attorney's fees and costs incurred in connection with their spoliation and WeRide's motion. WeRide recently filed a request for almost $2 million as its attorney's fees and costs. Overview of the lawsuit: WeRide sued its former executives in 2018 for misappropriating its source code to form a competing entity named AllRide AI Incorporated, AllRide, that developed an autonomous car, similar to WeRide's, for the Chinese market. WeRide alleges that the hardware of AllRide's car was similar to the configuration of WeRide's cars, and accused its former CEO and former hardware engineer of downloading its trade secret source code before joining AllRide. The court granted WeRide's request for a preliminary injunction which expressly prohibited AllRide from destroying, concealing, disposing, deleting, removing, or altering any evidence. The court's reasoning: the court granted plaintiff WeRide's motion for sanctions based on evidence that defendants purged emails and wiped laptops and servers before and during the litigation. In granting the motion, the court found sweeping evidence of AllRide's disturbing pattern of destroying discoverable material that began before the litigation was filed and continued thereafter, including after issuance of the preliminary injunction prohibiting spoliation of evidence, specifically. The court cited to AllRide failure to deactivate its company-wide policy of auto-deleting emails older than 90 days, and AllRide's deletion of email accounts and laptop hard drives. The court viewed AllRide's spoliation as willful and in bad faith, reasoning WeRide's filings in the litigation specifically laid out the relevance of AllRide's internal emails to WeRide's claims. In opposition to the sanctions motion, AllRide argued that the alleged spoliation did not prejudice WeRide because they produced their 2018 source code. In particular, AllRide argued that the two companies can simply compare WeRide's alleged trade secrets to the source code AllRide produced to determine liability. The court rejected this argument, reasoning that AllRide's acts of spoliation raise questions as to the actual authenticity of the source code that was produced. The court found that without AllRide's internal emails, WeRide had no method of testing AllRide's claim that the 2018 source code was authentic. Because of AllRide's mass spoliation, WeRide could not test whether the 2018 source code was inconsistent with the destroyed documents. In awarding sanctions against the individual defendants, the court reasoned that a CEO can be personally responsible for spoliation committed by its employer, and that an employer can similarly be responsible for the spoliation of its employee under general principles of agency law. The court reasoned that the individual defendants knew of, or had reason to know of AllRide's spoliation because they were in a position of authority and or control, although